Mark Werkmeister joins us now on behalf of Professional Financial Advisors, as he will at least once a month. Well, either be you or Mr. Mayfield joining us once a month, right, Mr. Werkmeister?
That is right. I drew the short straw today, so I'm here.
We've been upgraded today and have Mark Werkmeister joining us. We'll deal with Mr. Mayfield down the road, I'm sure, though.
He'll be in next month. Yep. So, yeah, all the softballs go out this morning and leave the hard ones for him.
I think that sounds like a pretty fair deal.
Yep.
So, Mark, for folks that haven't heard about Professional Financial Advisors before here in North Platte, tell us, what is PFA?
Yeah, we're a financial planning firm. So we handle money management, financial planning. We don't necessarily specialize, but work with a lot of retirees and business 401k plans. We've been in business since 2003, technically. Myself, Doug Peterson, were the two partners for a long time and still are. And then we brought in Mark Mayfield here a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So there's three certified financial planners here in town. Our office is on the third floor, Nebraska Land Bank. And yeah, mainly investments in financial planning.
And a lot more than that, too, when we welcome in Whitney joining us as well, working up in the PFA office. Whitney, you're able to help folks out with a lot of different things as well there at PFA.
Yes. I've been doing Medicare or Medicare plans for the past, probably 10 years or so.
Yeah.
But there's been more of a need for it, so we kind of just branched off and made it, separate business.
Awesome.
So.
Its own entity, so to speak.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Within the financial planning, we try and be holistic, whether it's estate planning or insurance planning. So we can handle everything. And that's really what Whitney's role was part of her role for the last 8 to 10 years was people retire. They have to have advantage plans, supplements, whatever it is. So we kind of let her specialize in that just to take it off our plate so we didn't have to constantly keep up with all the plans and changes. So she's been doing this for a long time, but the demand has just grown. So it got to the point where she was so busy doing that, we just decided to make it a full-time role, make it more of a permanent business. And, I think there's a need in the community for it, too. So it should work well all the way around.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that PFA does, Mark. You mentioned a big portion of what you do is retirement. So I think a lot of folks may hear that and think, I'm already planning for retirement. I already have a little bit of a 401k I'm working with. But let's be honest, you can't count on Social Security to be there down the road. Not a bad idea to come into PFA and just say, here's what I have going right now. What do you think? Kind of like a physical with your doctor, just going in, making sure things are set in stone and looking good.
Yeah, we call it a second opinion service or just a consultation, whatever you want to call it. But there's so many moving parts, and it's really a learning curve. You talk about a 401k, people kind of know, you stick with it, you buy in low, you stay with it, you invest in stocks, and you don't worry about the market going up and down. And all of those things are true, but when you get to retirement, you need to start taking income, obviously things change. So the way you invest changes, your insurance changes, just the whole thing, it's just a really big learning curve going from your last few working years to your first few years in retirement.
And some of our younger listeners probably are a little bit worried about the way the market's setting right now, and really, the younger one shouldn't be because it's going to rebound before they need to be collecting on that retirement. But maybe some of our older individuals where their 401ks are taking a little bit of a hit right now, some of their retirement investments, retirement planning, might be a good idea for them to stop in and see as well.
If you're near retirement, unfortunately, we're so far into this that if you didn't have some changes made before, you may just have to wait it out, honestly. But that's why you want to have a plan, because these things are going to happen. Historically, mm-hmm. they're going to happen every 5 to 10 years. We're going to have another one. This isn't the last time the markets are going to go down. So when you're in retirement, it's okay to have some stocks and ride it out, but you need to have other things in place. So, it's really just diversification to simplify it down. But there's a lot of little things you can do to create an income stream and still grow it at the same time.
Not putting all the eggs in one basket is what you're saying, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. Just, you can say it 1,000 different ways, but it's still diversification.
Okay. And you guys can help with that diversification as well. That's what you specialize in.
Yeah, especially for retirees. I mean, like I said, if you're 35 and putting into your 401k, you have a couple index funds and you ride it out and you'll continue buying low when the market's down. But as soon as you start needing it to provide income, it changes a lot. So it's kind of the opposite. You don't want to be selling low in these markets to create income.
For some of our listeners out there that aren't investing as much as what maybe they should be in their retirement, Mark, what would you say to them at this point?
We've worked with hundreds of retirees, and not one of them ever told me they wish they would have saved less. That's what I would tell you. None of them say, I wish I would have started later. Compound interest is your friend. Mm-hmm. And the earlier you start, the more you can put in. And you don't have to do it all at once. You know, you don't need to go from saving $50 to $500 a month. You can do it incrementally. You know, as you get raises, there's lots of little ways to do it over time so your pocketbook doesn't feel it so much. But it really does make a huge difference when you start compounding. Even $50 a month extra over 30 years, it makes a big difference.
So essentially, for folks out there that aren't saving at all, or maybe they aren't saving as much as what they should, today's the perfect day to come on in and make a change.
You know, with the markets where they are, now is a good time to invest if you're just starting out, especially if you're younger and you know you got time on your side. You know, it's like when people start their 401ks, we onboard people all the time, and they say, well, I don't want to be too aggressive because the markets are real rocky. So, you know, there's nothing in your account right now. You're starting from scratch. Mm-hmm. If the market drops 50%, you're at 10 bucks. So let's be aggressive with it. Buy when it's low. And, you know, 5 years from now, you're going to be much better off.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Again, Mark Werksmeister joining us on behalf of PFA. Also have Whitney joining us. So let's talk a little bit about Medicare. We've heard the ad on the air a little bit here, Whitney. Mm-hmm. Open enrollment quickly approaching, right?
Yep. October 15th through December 7th. And it's always a good idea to review your Medicare plans, prescription plans, Med Advantage plans, just to make sure you're covered. You know, your prescriptions change all the time.
Sure.
And so do those plans. They change from year to year. So I guess to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck, you got to review every year, just kind of like with your...
With the 401k, with any retirement.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you encourage folks to schedule an appointment with you yearly then, especially...
Yes,
those
especially during open enrollment.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So is the calendar starting to fill up for you then?
Yep. Okay. Yep, it is.
Awesome. So still have some time, though, for folks out there that maybe haven't utilized your services before to come in and really get the deep dive into things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When we talk about some changes, too, you mentioned there's some changes with prescriptions, obviously, as the days go on and the years progress. But there may be some changes in what you're needing, too, in terms of medical services. You know, maybe last year you didn't need as much assistance vision-wise, and you may need that more this year. You can help with some adjustments to that as well, I would imagine.
Yep. So the Medicare supplements, you know, they don't really cover dental and vision, but the Advantage plans do.
Okay.
And that's also, you know, you can always have a separate dental or a separate vision to go along with that supplement. But if you kind of wanted it all in one, you know, you might want to look at an Advantage plan. And it's just, yeah, really based on your need and what your financial situation is. You know, those Advantage plans are lower premium, but then maybe have a higher max out of pocket. Okay. Or, yeah, it's just really based on your healthcare needs at the time or that year and financial situations.
And so. I think one neat thing or just that I've learned over time is what Whitney does well and what we've, like I said, what I've learned is you know, your pharmacist is your best friend a lot of times with those prescription drug needs because they can tell you all the drugs and the substitutes and different things. And working hand-in-hand with the pharmacist really gets, you know, from a client perspective, that's what really gets the most bang for your buck is having an insurance person and the pharmacist working together.
Yeah, absolutely. Another member of the team working together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think when folks hear the term Medicare, Whitney, they get a little nervous. It's an open enrollment, too. They're maybe getting a little anxious this time of the year as well. And I can understand why there's some distress with the situations that we find ourselves in. But really, when you hear that, you just need to think it's time to make an appointment with Whitney.
Yes. Yep. Also, I don't think that, you know, some people realize, you know, if you're not signed up within a certain time, just even going on Medicare, like your A and B, like if you're not signed up for B and you don't have coverage and you're not signed up within that first 7 months or so, you're going to be penalized. Mm. Same with Part D. If you're not signed up within your open enrollment period or your initial enrollment period, you're going to be penalized. So it's always good to just, you know, go get help with it. Mm-hmm. Make an appointment. Make sure you have all your ducks in a row. And
better do it sooner rather than later to avoid those penalties.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to be the one that pays for it long term anyway. So
yes, forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. Yeah, the good and bad part of Medicare is the good thing everybody has open enrollment to go and make these changes. The bad thing is it's a pretty short period of time. It's not like other things where you have all year and an open window.
Yeah. It makes it that much more critical to get in sooner rather than later, especially with, like you said, Whitney, the calendar filling up a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Mark, let's talk a little bit about the history of PFA. You guys have been around for quite a while now, enjoying a somewhat new location up at Nebraska Land National Bank's third floor.
Yeah, we moved up there 2020, I believe.
That sounds about right.
Maybe before COVID.
Before we moved up there, it was a big open room they used for shareholder meetings, big events. And I talked to Mike about it a couple different times, and he had wanted another, financial business in the mm-hmm. building long term. And so it was a good fit. So we kind of worked together to come up with a design, and then they did the work and built out some offices, and we moved up there in 2020. And it's been great. We love being in the building. Been great. Great facilities, easy access for everybody to get to. And, ultimately it's really allowed us to expand into some things too. We have Whitney obviously is in our offices, and Donna's office service is up mm-hmm. in our offices. So yeah, it was perfect timing.
I've heard both from Senator Jacobson and from Councilman Ty Lucas as well in the mortgage lending department over at the bank that it's really beneficial for their clients and for their customers to have PFA in the building as well, they feel.
Yeah, and that goes both ways. I mean, it's easy for them if they have a financial question, they can send them up to the third floor and we're there. But at the same time, there's a lot of our clients that just bank at Nebraska Land. So if we need information, they can obviously just call down and run downstairs too. So it is a really natural fit to have an office in the bank.
I've seen that you've been on the bank's podcast a couple of times too. I think most recently with Senator Jacobson, right?
Yeah, that's right. You'll be able to listen to this on our old podcast channel too. But I used to do a podcast that was once a week, once every 2 weeks, right in there. Mm-hmm. And then so when they started doing theirs, it's much easier to go on because I feel like Ty and Danielle do such a great job.
Oh, they do.
So
job.
So I can just kind of show up and answer questions and not have to think
make
about
make the long commute across the hall.
Right. Well, it's right behind our office. Yeah, just around the corner. But yeah, so it's really fun, and I like being on their show because, like I said, they do such a great job that you just kind of show up and answer questions and go about your day.
And I love the way too that Councilman Lucas breaks things down. He has he does a great job, not just on the council, but in his day job at the bank and on the podcast as well, breaking things down so they're easy for the general population to understand. And I've even heard some times too where, for example, when they interviewed Santa Claus last year and were breaking down what a bank is and what a bank does. And I thought, man, he's got a great job and a great way of just putting it down into simple terms.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by they do a great job because, we'll be talking about something and Ty will say something and I'm just thinking, why didn't I say that? That makes way more sense than what I just tried to ramble
on. Well, you didn't
about.
Say it because Ty's in the room. You got to make him earn his keep,
that's right? That's right.
So, Mark, some folks may recognize your voice as well. Like you mentioned, the Make Retirement Work podcast, we aired that here on KODY for a while as well. Yeah. And that's still going on, right?
Yeah, we still do the podcast. We're just kind of getting it back up and running. We stopped doing it towards the end of last year, so we'll have some more episodes out again in the future. And then the Make Retirement Work site, wanted to mention too that we have a just a Medicare 321 report on PFA Retire. So if you go to pfaretire.com and go to the resources page, you'll find a report that was really something that was put together by Whitney's by Platt Insurance. Mm-hmm. But it's really the how, when, and why of Medicare. It's easily broken down so people can go down and load that on the site as well.
Kind of avoid some of the fears and the anxiety and the stress that comes from hearing Medicare.
Yep. ABCs.
Yeah. Well, and if you just, also the anxiety of maybe you don't want to make an appointment, really good resource to just go on there, download the report, or go to PlattMedicare.com. That's the Platt site, and you can do quotes. You can actually sign up for a plan if you want on your own on there, but I probably wouldn't recommend that. But there's a lot of easy resources out there. You can do some own education on your own before you take the plunge to make an appointment if you want to.
I feel like we've only scratched the surface this morning, Mark, with some of the things that PFA can do and Platt Insurance as well in the same building up at Nebraska Land Bank's main location on the third floor. So if folks want to learn more, obviously you've got a great website where they can learn more information. They can call and obviously they can just make an appointment as well with either you, Mr. Mayfield, or Mr. Peterson.
Yep. Any one of the above. Email, phone calls, website, great resources.
Absolutely. Great information out there. And Mr. Mayfield is a Ramsey Smart Pro, I believe, as well, right?
That's right. He's the local Dave Ramsey It's not the ELP anymore. It's a SmartVestor Pro is what they call them now. But yeah, once again, and you know, his Facebook page, he puts out stuff and a lot of good information there. If you're a Dave Ramsey follower and interested, I highly recommend giving Mark a call.
Yeah. If you're a Ramsey disciple, PFA can help you out with that journey as well. And obviously, Mark's got the endorsement from Mr. Ramsey himself. But you understand the disciples as well and the journey that they're on, so you'd be more than happy to help out with that as well.
Yeah, that's kind of been a long journey because Doug was actually the first one to kind of go through the Ramsey. He went out to Nashville, did a lot of their training.
Oh, cool.
And then that slowly moved over, and I did it for a couple of years, and then it was a real natural fit when Mark came on board to kind of have him be a part of that as well. And now he's taken it and ran with it. So he's last I knew, he was the only local North Platte Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro.
He's the only one within a matter of miles last time I checked.
Yeah, that can change, but last I knew, he was the only one here.
Yeah, last time I checked, it was a number of miles, so...
Yep.
But either way, that's the one that we're going to endorse, at least for the time being.
I'm okay with that.
Whitney, Mark, anything else you guys like to add this morning?
Just come see us if you have questions during open enrollment. You can give us a call, 308-532-4710, or visit our website at PlatteMedicare.com.
And if folks want to just learn more, I think that it's a great opportunity to check out the website, like we said, Mark. Maybe call, make an appointment. And just because you have an appointment doesn't mean you're set in stone, locked in with anything either. Be a good opportunity to kick the tires and see if it's a relationship that would fit for them personally.
Yep, on either side. We don't charge for first-time consultations.
Nope.
Maybe the 100th time free, too.
The 100th and first time we have to sign an agreement. But, yeah.
Mark, any predictions for the big game on Saturday for homecoming?
Oh, boy.
I know. I put you on the spot with that.
I know. What's the spread up to? 6?
That's last I checked, I think.
You know, I just can't get my finger on this. It, every week I feel like we're going to get beat pretty badly. Then I look at the spread and I see we're favored. So I'm going to predict a close game. And maybe we get a late touchdown from Thompson at the end to win.
I like Coach Joseph. I'm a fan. So I hope we can get his first victory as an interim coach.
Yeah, just a victory would be good at this point.
We need it. I think we deserve it at this point, don't you, Whitney?
Yes. Yep, yeah. We do.
Yeah, 1-11 is not going to look good here. We need to get some W's on the board.
Start stockpiling, hopefully.
That's right.
Guys, sure to appreciate the time. Look forward to having PFA join us every month here on KODY.
Yep. Thanks, Tristan.
Thank you.